Random House Audio presents The Vintage Caper by Peter Mayle. Read for you by Eric Davies. Chapter 1. Danny Roth took a final dab of moisturizer and massaged it into his already gleaming cranium, while checking to make sure that his scalp was innocent of any trace of stubble. Some time ago, when skin had first begun to take over from hair, he had toyed with the possibilities of a ponytail, often the first refuge of the balding man. But his wife Michelle had been less than enthusiastic.
"Just remember, Danny," she had said, "underneath every ponytail is a horse's ass."
That had persuaded him to embrace the billiard ball look, and he had since been gratified to find himself in the company of several stars, their bodyguards, and assorted hangers-on. Peering into the mirror, he studied the lobe of his left ear. He was still of two minds about an earring, a dollar sign in gold, perhaps, or a platinum shark's tooth. Either would be appropriate for his profession, but were they rugged enough? Tough decision. It would have to wait. Stepping away from the mirror, he padded into his dressing room to choose his outfit for the day, something that would take him through a morning of client meetings, lunch at the Ivy, and a private screening in the evening. Something conservative. He was, after all, a lawyer, but with a devil-may-care touch of informality. He was, after all, an entertainment lawyer. A few minutes later, dressed in a dark gray suit of superfine worsted, a white open-neck silk shirt, Gucci loafers, and socks of buttercup yellow.